Across the country, advocates are pitching hemp as a miracle crop. Some Floridians even think the plant could replace oranges as an agricultural powerhouse. But lawmakers in the capital are urging caution. I'm Kate Payne. Hemp has a long history in the United States. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson reportedly grew it on their plantations. During World War II, the federal government urged farmers to boost production in this 1942 film, Hemp for Victory.
But now, with Philippine and East Indian sources of hemp in the hands of the Japanese, and shipment of jute from India curtailed, American hemp must meet the needs of our Army and Navy, as well as of our industries.
But for decades, there was one small hiccup. The government banned hemp alongside marijuana. The plants are closely related, but unlike pot, hemp has only small traces of the key active ingredient, THC. And in recent years, the federal government has lightened up on hemp research.
The reason this bill is necessary is the 2014 Federal Farm Bill authorized states to initiate these research projects. 20 states have done that, Kentucky, West Virginia.
That's Jeff Sharkey, representing Treadwell Nurseries. The bill in question is sponsored by Representative Ralph Mazzullo, a Beverly Hills Republican. Under the plan, universities could see how Florida's climate affects the plant and what market there is for byproducts. Cannabis lobbyist Jody James says hemp is showing up in building materials, cosmetics, grocery stores, and car parts.
Because hemp is so environmentally friendly, and because the end products that you create with the resin from hemp replaces plastisols, if someone you know just bought a new BMW, their dashboard is probably already made from hemp.
The potential benefits of industrial hemp can be dizzying, but the USDA does list the plant as an invasive, and it's not clear how it might affect Florida's ecosystem, which is why Republican Representative Ben Albritton of Bartow wants scientists to do 5 years of research before the state approves commercial growers.
There's risk to being an early adopter, right? It's great to be in the marketplace and be able to get the great price, but there's risk in farming. There's risk. Risk, risk. And understanding that risk is important.
But Representative Rick Roth, a Palm Beach Gardens Republican, thinks farmers shouldn't have to wait.
There is a strong need in the agriculture community to find new crops. And as Representative Edwards said, some people can't wait 5 years.
Representative Mazzullo says the plant is largely disease and pest resistant and helps take harmful pollutants out of the soil. His hopes for hemp can hardly be overstated, especially for industry-starved rural areas.
I believe this is going to be a great project for our state and create another bumper crop, perhaps even to surpass our oranges.
But critics hope the promise of a miracle won't cloud lawmakers' judgment. The plan is still awaiting its first hearing in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.